Yes. Teach Us Talk.
Welcome back to Teach Us Talk. Today we have Stephanie Kuski here. Tell us a bit about yourself. Why are you here? Where are you from?
Yes, so this year I am the English teaching assistant at Marion School, and I'm from a small town in Wisconsin called Rylander, and I'm here for a year helping and supporting teachers and students in learning English.
Which classes have you already been?
Yeah, so I'm in bilingual classes from the 7th to the 13th grade.
Cool.
So what motivated you to go here?
Yeah, so I'm on a scholarship here. So my senior year of college at UW-Eau Claire, I applied for this Fulbright scholarship in the hopes of traveling and teaching English and meeting new people and having new experiences. Yeah.
Okay. So what are the biggest differences in Germany compared to America, like in schools or maybe in the overall culture?
Mm-hmm. Well, the school system is very different. So we only go until the 12th grade, and it's obligatory to go until the 12th grade. And yeah, so just the entire like school day is totally different. So we don't have so many breaks during the day. We have the same schedule every day, 5 days a week. We don't have class teachers. We also take different classes in different grades. So when I was a freshman, I took classes with seniors. And when I was a senior, I took classes with freshmen. The culture is a lot different as well. I mean this in a good way, but Germans are much more reserved and not so willing to talk. Whereas in the US, I feel like people are always constantly asking you how your day is and what you're doing and how you're feeling, and that can be a little bit overwhelming too. What I'm really interested in here actually is how Germany is so eco-conscious and how so many people are very conscientious of even just throwing out their garbage or renewable energy, and that's what really motivated me to come to Germany, just because I think that's really important and I think everybody should take notes in that department from your country.
Do you like it here? Is it interesting, or yeah, have you expected a little bit more?
I mean, I came in with very little expectations, but I definitely like being here. I'm very interested in meeting people different from myself, because I'm from such a small town that had very little diversity and very much the same people. I really wanted to step out of my comfort zone and meet different people and try new things, and Berlin definitely has something to offer for everybody, so I'm really glad that I've had this opportunity.
One last question from you.
So where you did you visit Berlin a whole lot during the period you spent here?
A little question about politics. You took part in the 2016 election.
Yes, I was in the States my junior year of college for the 2016 election.
Who did you vote for and why?
I voted for Hillary Clinton because I didn't like any of the other candidates. I think that she stood for a lot of good things, and I do support the Democratic side. But so too, I wish that the candidates before Hillary had been elected. For example, I very much supported Bernie Sanders, who didn't quite make it into the final campaign. And what I really liked about him is that he supports so much social welfare. I think politics in the States is definitely very convoluted, and you have to be very careful in who you're voting for, because those people end up representing people in the way, or not in the way, that they said that they would in their campaign. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's different than in Germany. We have a lot more parties in Germany.
Yeah,
it's way different.
Yeah.
So yeah, one last question for you.
So, have you seen a lot of Berlin in the time that you were here, or were just here in Copenhagen? Or?
Yeah, so as often as I can, I try to venture out into the city. Multiple times in the week. I am more centered in the city. I mean, I've seen all of the touristy sites, but I'm trying to go off the road less traveled and see some things that more of the locals would. I do a lot of venturing and exploring, and Berlin's a beautiful city. And so every single time I go there or go into the city center, it's a new experience. So it's definitely very exciting and interesting in that way.
Yeah, sounds good. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
And yeah, thank you for the interview, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you.